For more than 60 years, a statue billed as the world's largest pheasant has greeted visitors to Huron. The 22-ton bird proudly proclaims the region as premier pheasant hunting territory, but many people don't realize the statue is privately owned. Lately, that's become a problem, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
When Mike Jones bought the huge fiberglass pheasant statue about 10 years ago, he had no idea what he was getting into.
No, I had not. And if I would have known it was going to do what it's doing now, I wouldn't have got involved in it.
You see, Jones thought holding the title to the big bird meant he owned it. And officially, he does. But it's been there so long, and it's become such a symbol of the community, people in town feel like it belongs to the public.
Everybody in town kind of thought it was owned by the city, or owned by, you know, that nobody owned it.
The two-story statue stands in front of Jones's Dakota Inn Motel. That's along Highway 14 on the northeastern edge of the city. Out in the parking lot, next to the highway, there's a small rectangular building that Jones uses for storage. The pheasant is perched on that structure. The colorful, ring-necked rooster stands proudly, its wings tucked in, its beak and gaze fixed northward across the prairie. Pheasant hunting was booming when community leaders commissioned the statue and put it up in 1959. Because they put it on a privately owned building, ownership of the bird has changed several times. The local Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau kept a lease on the statue. President and CEO Lori Shelton says that allowed the group to do the upkeep.
The last paint job was paid for through chamber funds and through insurance proceeds because of hail damage. And then 10 years ago, maybe it was a little more than 10 years ago, there was a fundraiser done that paid for the last paint job and repairs to it.
That's made chamber members and donors feel like they have a stake in the statue because they have money in it. And some have wanted the statue moved to public land. But Mike Jones owns it. He inherited a lease agreement with the chamber that's paid him $1 a year. For the past several years, while the expiration date on that agreement loomed, the chamber and Jones considered a new deal. The chamber thought about buying the statue and moving it. But Shelton says experts say the 61-year-old fiberglass bird is in bad shape.
They did not think that we would be able to move the pheasant and keep it in one piece.
Jones disagrees.
I had an engineer look at it, and they said it's been here for over 60 years, and it'll probably be here another 60. So there's really nothing wrong with it.
Jones is willing to sell. He says the chamber offered him $12,000, but he says he paid $100,000 for the statue, the building it stands on, and the land around it, so he rejected the offer. Shelton says the chamber doesn't want the building under the bird and is not willing to pay the current asking price. So the lease with Jones expired in October without a new agreement. Shelton says the chamber has moved on. It did a community survey about the pheasant's future.
The consensus was that we should have the pheasant because that's what we're known for, but it doesn't matter where that pheasant is.
So the chamber picked a new spot on city-owned land in Memorial Park. That's just down the road, a stone's throw from the existing statue. The chamber plans to build a new world's largest pheasant, 2 feet taller than the existing one. And for good measure, it'll go on a 12-foot pedestal. There's a design in the works from a Nebraska company that makes fiberglass animals. It'll cost $32,000 to make the new statue. The chamber plans to use its own money and private contributions and hopes to erect the statue this summer. Shelton says putting a statue on city property is the best way to secure its future.
The city's always going to be here. That business may not always be here, and the chamber may not always be here. We don't know where 70 years down the road is going to bring us.
Mike Jones is not happy with the outcome.
They make absolutely no sense. I mean, why would you build another one when you already have one?
Jones says his statue is not going anywhere. That means Huron could soon become the home of the world's two largest pheasants. If that happens, Jones says his bird will adjust to its bigger neighbor.
Mine will be much older and wiser, and it will figure out some way to get along.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.